Isaiah chapter 16. Send the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be, that, as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of the Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the midst of the noonday, hide the outcasts, betray not him that escapes. Let my outcasts dwell with you, Moab, be a refuge to them from the face of the plunderer, for the extortioner is at an end, the destruction ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of the land. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging, and seeking justice, and hastening righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab, he is very proud, even of his haughtiness, and his pride, and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Therefore shall Moab wail for Moab, everyone shall wail, for the foundations of Kir-Hareseth shall you mourn, surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah, the lords of the nations have broken down its choicest vines, they have come even unto Jazer, they wandered through the wilderness, her branches are stretched out, they have gone over the sea. Therefore I will weep with the weeping of Jazer the vine of Sibmah, I will water you with my tears, O Heshbon, and Elealeh, for the shouting for your summer fruits and for your harvest has fallen. And gladness is taken away, and joy out of the plentiful field, and in the vineyards there shall be no singing, neither shall there be shouting, that treaders shall tread out no wine in their presses, I have made their vintage shouting to cease. Therefore my heart shall sound like a harp for Moab, and my inner being for Kir-Hares. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab wearies himself on the high place, that he shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he shall not prevail. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, within 3 years, like the years of a hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be despised, with all that great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble.